So hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Nurse Angel. This is the episode 2 of Nurse Talk. So in continuation for Toby's discussion, there's the fifth learning style. It developed that students should be encouraged to diversity their style preferences. Today, without encouragement, nurses tend to automatically gravitate to using their preferred style of learning, especially in facing the new normal today, which is to learn individually at home. Communication with classmates verbally online is one way of having the so-called diversity. Now for the sixth learning style, it developed that teachers can develop specific learning activities that reinforce each modality or style. It means nurse educators must become aware of various methods and materials available to address and augment the different learning styles. There's also three mechanisms to determine learning style. First is the observation, second is the interviews, and lastly the administration. All these three techniques helps the educator determine how the learner problem solves his or her situation. Now, let us discuss about the learning style instruments. Dr. Roger Sperry and his research team established that brain is composed of two hemispheres that have separate and complementary functions. The left hemisphere of the brain was found to be the vocal and analytical side, which is used for verbalization and for reality-based and logical thinking. Each hemisphere gathers in the same sensory information but handles the information in different ways. Knowledge of one's own brain hemispherical performance can aid educators in identifying strengths and weaknesses in their teaching methods. There's also a series of studies by H. Witkin. He identifies two styles of learning in the cognitive domain. These two cognitive styles are based on the bipolar distribution of characteristic of learners, affecting the manner in which learners process and structure information. First is the field independent. These individuals are less sensitive to social cues, are not affected by criticism, favor an active participant role, and are eager to test out their ideas or opinions in a group. Now we have the field dependent individuals are more social oriented, more aware of social cues, and able to reveal their feelings. They have a need for extrinsic motivation and externally defined objectives. These individuals also learn better if the material to be learned has a social context. They are more easily affected by criticism, take a passive, spectator role, and change their opinions in the face of peer pressure. Now, according to Garrity in 1985, individual differs in characteristics and interpersonal behavior can be used as a basis for looking at different learning styles. Understanding these differences can facilitate the way educators work with these learners and structure the learning task and environment. These instruments will help the nurse in developing a more personalized form of instruction. It is best to use more than one measurement tool for assessment. And now, that would be all. Again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is Nurse Angelisa Soriano Paquino. Thank you. Nurse Talk, signing off.